This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to day 18 of the 21 Days of Gratitude here on Grace Enough Podcast. I am your host, Amber Cullum, and today I want to point out that gratitude is a universal language. It transcends religious and cultural boundaries. And since I believe God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit created all of humanity, it only makes sense that the positive impact of gratitude practice be woven into all people. In episodes 1, 2, and 3, I shared how gratitude was God's idea and given to Israel as a thank offering. In episodes 4 and 5, I pointed out the impact gratitude has on our brain and body, stating brain science is simply catching up with God science. The quotes I share today from a wide range of individuals demonstrates the idea that God has etched our need to be appreciated and to express appreciation into our hearts and minds. Zig Ziglar says, "Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions." A.A. Milne says, "Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude." Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "In ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich." Plato said, "A grateful mind is a great mind, which eventually attracts to itself great things." John Ortberg said, "Gratitude is the ability to experience life as a gift. It liberates us from the prison of self-preoccupation." Oprah Winfrey said, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." Brené Brown said, "I don't have to chase extraordinary moments to find happiness. It's right in front of me if I'm paying attention and practicing gratitude." The great theologian Willie Nelson said, "When I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around." G.K. Chesterton said, "I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought, and that gratitude is happiness doubled in wonder." The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:11, "You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." Melody Beatty says, "Gratitude can turn a meal into a feast." And King David in Psalm 86:12 said, "I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever." Gratitude is pervasive. It's contagious. It has been spoken of as life-changing across the centuries, across religious belief, and across cultures. And this is a powerful reminder for those of us who follow Jesus, because Scripture encourages us to give thanks over and over and over again. We are to cultivate a practice of giving thanks, and these quotes that I've shared bear witness to the transforming work that takes place in us as we develop the discipline of giving thanks to God. To close, we are going to work through the gratitude practice that can be found in week 3, day 3 of my free gratitude practice. If you have not downloaded that yet, it can be found at graceenoughpodcast.com/free-gratitude-practice. Here we are focusing in on the verse Philippians 4:8, which says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Let's practice thinking about such things by giving thanks for things that are true. The definition of true is in accordance with fact or reality. And the temptation here is to only give thanks for God's word, for God, because we have been trained to believe that the only real truth is God's word and Himself, which I agree with. But as I have said in previous episodes, when it comes to gratitude and when it comes to noticing God in the land of the living, we want to look for tiny moments where we see truth. And we can thank God that that is Him in action. So what can you thank God for that is true, that is in accordance with fact or reality? Here are a few examples. God, I thank You that even if the United States falls, Your kingdom will never fall. God, I thank You for the truth that I will always be the mother of Bennett, Zoe, and Levi. God, I thank You that Your grace is enough, always unchanging. You love me and accept me, and I thank You. I would love to hear if you came up with anything true in your life that you can thank God for. Send me an email at amber@graceenoughpodcast.com or a direct message on Instagram at graceenough_amber.
This episode was brought to you in part by United We Pray. United We Pray is a podcast devoted to praying and thinking about racial strife, especially between Christians. Come join us in praying for the unity of God's people.